Hi, thanks for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Felicia, my name is Cynthia Roland Nelson. There are two charges on my credit card that I did not purchase any products. Nothing.
What's your zip
And
code?
97338.
And your address?
209 Northwest Card Avenue, Dallas, Oregon, 97338.
One moment.
One goes back to June 8th and one is today.
Okay, I see that you placed the order for the trial offer, the survey of the KitchenAid mixer. And you pay $7.95 to have that shipped to you?
No, it was supposed to be $2.
No, ma'am. All of our charges for the KitchenAid are $7.95. Now, if you saw an
Well,
advertisement for $2, that was
yeah.
whoever you saw the advertisement with, they was offering that promotion, so they should make the adjustment for you.
Well, and what's the 56?
It covers a monthly membership on that KitchenAid.
No, I didn't agree to no monthly membership.
Did
And
you read over
again,
the
I
terms and
even
conditions?
there
Well,
was
that
no
was all
terms and
explained
conditions.
there on the
No,
website. I
there's
can give you the space to
no.
go back online and read over that, ma'am.
No, because I printed it out and
Well,
I
go
did
back
a
online and
snapshot on
read
my
over the
phone.
terms.
I want it return. I don't want it.
Okay, so
No,
I
there's no
can go
membership.
ahead and update your account, ma'am. So you will have to return that at your expense on the KitchenAid mixer, Ms. Nelson. So you
Nope,
saw the
I
line
will
about.
refuse it. Nope, I'll refuse it. I won't accept it if that's the case.
Okay, but you
I've
are
already,
responsible for getting that return back. So otherwise, you'll be charged the full cost of that KitchenAid.
I have already disputed the charge. It is, I
That's
did
totally
not agree to
fine.
that.
I can go ahead and email the bank a copy of those terms and conditions.
You need to return the money.
It takes 3 to 5 business days. Once we get the KitchenAid returned back to the fulfillment center, we'll be happy to give you the refund, Ms. Nelson.
I am not spending the money to return it. I will refuse it and it will go back
Okay,
to
so
the
once it's
shipper.
returned back at the fulfillment center, we'll be more than happy to get that refund credit. It generally takes 3 to 5 business days. So we'll be more than happy to update your account for you. And then, like I say, once you receive it, then just give us a call back in and get that tracking number provided to us. We'll be more than happy to initiate that refund for you, Ms. Nelson.
How's there going to be a tracking number if I'm just going to refuse it? They're
Okay,
going
so
to
whenever it
bring it
gets
to the
back to the
door.
fulfillment center, they'll be more than
You're
happy to issue that credit for you.
okay. You keep interrupting me, okay? I'm giving you the courtesy and letting you talk. You need to please do the same for me. So, what tracking numbers are going to be if UPS or FedEx or whoever you're sending is shipping it to here to me? What tracking am I going to have to give to you if I call and say it's coming back to you? Because I'm not going to accept it. I'm going to refuse it at the door.
If you refuse, it just takes a longer time for your refund to get back, other than you getting the tracking number and returning it with the post office. So that's totally up to you, Ms. Nelson, how fast you needed the refund back.
And how is it coming? Is it
United
coming
States Postal
USP?
Service.
I'm sorry, say it again.
United States Postal Service.
Okay.
Is there anything else for you?
Nope, but I'm just disputing it again with my bank.
I'm actually emailing your bank now a copy of those terms and conditions that you agreed upon when you placed the order.
I
So
did
they'll go ahead
not
and accept it.
sign. I did not sign any term and agreement.
When you placed
There
that
was
order, it
nothing.
asked you.
Nothing indicated on there
Your bank will go over
that
that with you, okay? Because it's there.
no,
And before you put in
it
your credit
wasn't.
card number, it clearly asks you, have you read the terms in full? And do you authorize your card to be debited for the membership of $56.95 by completing this survey and wishing to have the KitchenAid mailed out to you? You are hereby agreeing that you have read and fully disclaimer of those terms and conditions. So yes, ma'am. When you submitted that order and you put in your credit card number to pay the shipping cost, you agree that you read the terms in full and that you authorize your card to be debited the $56.95.
And here's
so
what it
the
says.
Times were not read all the way through.
It says that when you enter your address, you're only going to pay $2 to have it shipped to you. So
yeah,
who
it's not
took
offered
whose
by
money?
Us. So whomever you ordered that through may have offered that special to you, because our shipping is $7.95, and that's nothing less than what we always charge.
But that is not what should have been charged to my card, because I did not see no $7.95. It was going to be $2, and that's what I
we
show right
offer
here
that
because
KitchenAid
I
can't
took
ship for $2.
A pitch. You're interrupting me again.
Okay, is there anything
I
else that I can do for you, Ms. Nelson?
I took a snapshot of it, and that's what
that's
it says.
Fine. Our KitchenAid
well,
is not shipped for $2, ma'am. I'm so very sorry, but you can ask the post office. They can give you the price on the shipping cost. They'll explain it was $7.95.
Well, again, no. It's going back. That's not what
yeah,
I agreed
upon. You've
already
explained that. I've already went over that with you on the return of that, Ms. Nelson. Is there anything else
yeah,
that I
well,
can do for you?
No, you're very rude.
I'm so very sorry you feel that way, Ms. Nelson. Your account has been...